This is Todd Lights, public address announcer for your world champion, Los Angeles Dodgers. And you are listening to the Talk at the Urinal Podcast.
All right, man. We're back. You're still in Columbia.
Still in Columbia, man. Making it happen.
Episode 52. Before we get into these, our weekend locks, dude. Well, Vogel lost his job. That's one thing. We lost the didn't we say if he loses the Pacers, he's done? Which we don't think he should be done. We don't think he should be done. Where do you want to start on this? I mean,
what
Pacers?
Let's start with the Westbrook thing. I think we got to start with Westbrook thing.
Yeah.
Benching Westbrook, last 3.5, almost 4 minutes of the game. He says, "Oh, I wanted to put players out that I thought we could win the game with." What is that saying about Westbrook?
I know. Well, I think I like how Vogel's trying to stick up for his job, right? Just like I'm putting the best players out to give us the best chance to win, right? And he obviously didn't thank Westbrook. And Westbrook, I don't know, man. And then he leaves with 8 seconds left. He doesn't speak to the media. But when we're winning, when we're winning, Westbrook's probably the happiest guy, right?
Exactly. And here's the thing. Frank is saying that, I had full authority to be able to bench him. They said it was cool. Do you think that they're giving him full authority because they're kind of it doesn't matter. We're going to fire you anyway soon.
I guess. But I think what is the whole idea behind firing? Because when he had COVID, Bickerstaff, Fizdale. What was it, Fizdale? It went 1-5. So what? Maybe last year if they fired him, it would have been okay because we had Jason Kidd on the bench, right? He would have came in and coached. But, dude, what's going to change?
I think maybe they're thinking maybe it's going to start a fire under the players. This is going to get them fired up. Look, we just fired the coach. Now it's on you guys. There's no more excuses. That's the only theory that I can have. I think that's why they're giving him range to be able to bench Westbrook, thinking that, it doesn't matter. We're going to piss Westbrook off right now, and then we're going to come in from the right side and fire you and make Westbrook happy again. I don't know.
But then
it's a weird situation.
But then LeBron and Melo are saying all the right things, and it seems like they have Vogel's back, right? They weren't saying it was the right move, but they're we just got to play better, right? So,
I mean, Westbrook, you know Melo and LeBron, they're always going to say the right things, and then the camera's on the front of the media. They have to. They're the veterans of the team,
True. Didn't Melo get benched too?
He did actually.
Yeah, he just said, the fact that he paid 30 minutes coming from missing 3 games and paying, our roster's flawed, dude. We have a horrible team. We're relying on an undrafted rookie.
14 points, 15 points?
Yeah, we're relying on an undrafted rookie in Reeves. I like him. And then a 10-day contract, Stanley Johnson.
What's the theory behind that?
I don't know. They keep signing him to 10 days. Pretty soon they got to sign him, right? I think you're only allowed to do 3. Yeah. So obviously sign him. He's been our best player as of late besides LeBron.
AD was shooting around. AD was in shoot around. Okay. He's coming back soon.
Speaking of that, will that change much to you? I know it's AD. Obviously he's top 10 player, but is that going to change? It's going to be.
I think it will. It'll allow us at least a bigger presence down low. I think it's going to give us an extra option down low to be able to dish it down low or play that high-low game.
Yeah.
We're not doing it right now. I think that's the problem. Part of the problem. Don't get me wrong. There's a lot of problems here, but that's part of the problem. But I don't know, man. Here's the thing. I'd rather keep Frank at this point and get rid of Westbrook. There's already been rumors about that. Nobody seemed like they wanted.
But no one wants that contract, and he hasn't worked with anyone, dude.
That's the problem, and I think it's not Frank's fault, but it's always the coach that gets the freaking.
It's not Frank's fault. They're not going to get rid of Westbrook. Whose fault is this? We had that. I'm not saying that we'd be much better with Hield, but we had that trade set up, but. I just was finding out about this. I didn't know that Westbrook went and hung out with AD and LeBron in the offseason, and they were both with it. And they wanted Westbrook. They had the heel trade. I'm so surprised by that.
Be careful what you wish for, dude. Careful what you wish for, because now you got it.
So partly this is LeBron's fault, dude.
Yeah, maybe that's why he's saying the right things, because he knows he doesn't want to take a fall here.
Yeah. I don't know. We're under 500. Dude, did you see James Worthy after the game? Dude, we broke James Worthy, dude. Did you see him? What'd Chuck do?
Chuck went on a rant, too. You got to look up Chuck's rant. I don't want to misquote it because I never want to misquote Chuck, but Chuck had a rant, too.
I don't know, man. It's It's a hard. It's sad, dude.
It's frustrating. It's very frustrating. And this is what bothered me. It's like there were so many Laker fans that were so hyped for this season. I just saw this going wrong. The writing was on the wall.
Yeah, I think I was too excited for the Westbrook thing. Not too, I don't know, just because he's a star, but then we don't really watch him. We just see his stats. But now that when you watch him every day, you're like, oh, no wonder he doesn't work out on other teams, the stuff he does, you know?
Yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, the age is catching up to us, dude, because look at what the Pacers go on a run last night.
Yeah.
The Pacers in that game, the fourth quarter,
they gave him 22 to LeVert, like 22 points in the fourth.
Yep.
I don't know, man. And, dude, the Pacers lost 10 of 11. And then, of course,
that was the end of the streak, dude. Oh, okay. If we lose the Magic, let's play what? Vogel's, let's play the scenario.
The plane's gone. Vogel's still in the arena if we lose the Magic, which I'm not saying it's his fault, but they're going to fire him if we lose, right?
You're saying they're going to pull a Lane Kiffin and fire him on the tarmac?
I don't know, man. Are you going to be – hey, if we lose to the Magic tomorrow, would you be surprised? No.
With Westbrook getting benched, I think the locker room is starting to – you're starting to see a rift in the locker room. It's starting to fade.
Do you see the games after that? Dude, the road trip – that's not good.
Grammys road trip?
Yeah, so I don't know. It's all depressing. Because the main thing is this weekend is NFL, right?
Divisional round.
Oh, man, I'm so pumped, bro. Are you getting back in town? Or when are you getting back in town?
I got the games here. What do I need to come home for?
That's true. Okay. All right. So we're obviously starting Saturday, 1:30 p.m. Joe Burrow goes into Nashville, dude. The number one seed that no one's talking about. Tannehill, Derrick Henry's back.
To be honest.
Spread's 3.5. I think I'm just going to start here. I think there's no respect for Titans, dude. 3.5, which I hate that line, is no respect. I think as a one seed, dude, all their guys are back. I think Titans win by a touchdown or more. I just think Henry's back. They got all their weapons. Yeah. I think – I don't know. What do you think?
I think, okay, let's take last week into consideration here. It's like I took so many dogs. Every single favorite won. Yeah. The only one that burned us was the Niners winning outright. I kind of like the dogs again this week. I think right now I just don't know how gelled Tennessee is with Henry back. That is it's one thing that I'm saying. The guy hasn't played in how long?
True.
But
Foreman's not bad either, the backup. But
I think game time is different than, you know, first-string reps on the practice field. It's Cincinnati, man. They're hot right now. They're going. They're moving.
You're right.
I mean, they keep on winning.
I'll be rooting for Bengals. I agree with Chase and Burrow. Definitely. But I just think they had their young team, inexperienced team. They had their first playoff win. That's nice. And then I think eventually they'll lose this weekend, but eventually over the next few years, then they're going to start. I don't know. I just don't think they're ready. I don't think they're ready.
Completely agree, but I wouldn't be surprised if they win another one. They're a hot hand right now.
I'll give you that. If they go in and just move the ball over down the field, then I won't be surprised. But
I think this is going to be a great game. I think this is going to be a phenomenal game. I think the spread.
What's
is
the over under on that?
To be. I don't even know. To be honest, I'm trying to pull it up real quick, see if you get it.
Sure. So I'm going. I'm just going Titans -3.5. I hate -3.5 lines.
Okay.
But
yeah, those hook always kills you.
And then the over-under is 47. I would lean over.
It's about right, too. Damn, man.
Oh, yeah, I just see Tennessee being able to dude, the O-line for Bengals is not good. I think they'll get to Burrow. And then Tennessee will do the play action to A.J. Dude, A.J. Brown, I think they're like 11-2 with him in the lineup. He's back. Julio, don't forget about Julio. I don't know. I hate taking favorites, and I want Bengals, but I think Titans, no one respecting them, and they should win easily to me.
I'm with you. I think it's going to be a good game. I don't know about an easy win. I think it's going to be a good game.
All right. Let's go to – okay. Well, this one – man, we have Packers in the Super Bowl, right? We have Rodgers. Dude, what – the line's 6 now. This is crazy. Okay. This is crazy.
I don't know about the 6 points, but I like the Packers to win outright on the money line here.
Packers money line, of course. Of course. That's
Rodgers in prime time.
He's going to advance even though he's 0-3 against the Niners. But, dude, Niners are going to keep this close. You guaranteed that 6 points. I think that's too high to me. What do you?
I think it's going to be a close game too. I'm with you. I do like the Niners getting the points here. I think Rodgers wins this. If I were to bet just solely this game, I would take Niners plus the points and money line on San Fran. I think Niners keep it close. I think the Niners are going to have to keep this ball on the ground. They're going to keep this ball on the ground in a lot of different guys' hands. The weather's supposed to be, I think, 12 degrees, 13 degrees is the forecast for this.
Give it to Debo. Give it to, Elijah Mitchell. You got to keep Rodgers off the – that's the only way you're going to beat them. Just keep them off the field, right? Mm-hmm. And then Green Bay is going to be like, okay, we stop the run, let Jimmy G beat us. And, you know, usually he doesn't.
Exactly. Yeah, Green Bay has to stop the run. The question is going to be, can they stop the run? We know Green Bay is going to score points. We know Rodgers
Devontae and Rodgers, especially in
Lambeau.
In
Lambeau and prime time, Rodgers is going to have a great game. Can they stop the run of the Niners? I think it's going to come down to.
We both think Packers are going to move on, of course. But the six, to me, I'll take Niners plus six. Niners plus six.
We're on the same one on this one.
Low scoring, right? Or, low scoring. What do you think? 24-20? 24-20?
I see a late turnover in the game.
By
going the Packers' favor. Yep. I see a late turnover in the game going the Packers' favor. And the Packers, that's the difference maker, I think, in this one.
Yeah.
That's the difference in the spread, too.
If I'm Niners, keep giving Debo the ball and get Kittle more involved. But
Get cute now, Niners. Don't get cute with Jimmy G. Don't get too cute right now.
Don't all of a sudden get. Don't do what you guys are best at. Come on, Shanahan. Come on.
This is going to be a turnover game. I think this is going to come down to a turnover somewhere.
It's going to be a hell of a game. So we both think Packers move on. We like the dog. Mm-hmm. All right, let's go to Sunday, dude. These two
Sunday
games,
slate.
Bro, I mean, you know where I stand with Brady and Gronk. I want them to win, but dude, I don't have a good feeling. I don't know, man. What are your thoughts on this?
I agree, dude. I agree. The Rams look really good right now. But are we just high on the Rams right now because Arizona
they destroyed
trash game?
Well, that's what I think we're a little high on the Rams, and we got to remember playoff Brady is a whole different beast, dude.
That's very true.
And I know they're saying the O-line banged up against – and they're going to be against Donald and Miller, and they're going to get to Brady. But, dude, they said this before, and Brady, he's so smart. He's just going to –
He's just gonna
get off the ball. He's going to – watch, he probably won't get a – they won't get a sack the whole game. They'll be like, oh, I thought their O-line was banged up. It's like – but Brady's just like, boom, running back this guy. He'll just go down the field. And
You said it. We've seen it. How many times have we seen this script, bro? We've seen this script so many times.
I'm gonna say Bucks
again.
Yeah, again.
A turnover game. Is Stafford gonna have a turnover against this?
I could see it. Right? Can't you?
I could. I'm leaning. I think Bucks advance.
Bucks advance. Spread. I'm saying. I'm not. I'm not. Dangerous. No pick on the spread on this. I just think. I think Brady advances some way, somehow, like he usually does. Right? You can't. I'm not taking against Brady in the playoffs. That's stupid. Right?
I'll give you that. Yeah.
It's stupid. Do the Rams, they beat him earlier this year, right? They dominated. Remember, we were watching that yard.
Did.
I remember McVay, they thought they won the Super Bowl, and then we hammered against the Rams the next week.
McVay running down the field.
Dude, Brady's probably watching that in his room right now.
He's watching that right now. You're right. You're right. He's going down the line to each guy's room, showing him this.
Yeah, look at McVay. He thought he won the Super Bowl when he beat us in the regular season week. What week was it? It's like week 5. He's going crazy.
That was early. It was early on.
Yeah, it was way early.
You're right. I'm running with Tom here. I think, you know what? We get a rematch in Green Bay and Tampa Bay.
And I'll do Rodgers Brady. That's everyone wants.
We know how the game ended last year in the championship game.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
So sorry for our Rams. Sorry for our Rams fans. I know they probably hate Brady, but dude, we're going with Brady. How could you not?
Going with Brady. I'm running Brady. This, and I'm calling it right now. I think we're going to get a rematch of that game, Tampa Bay versus Green Bay, as it was last year.
And Green Bay again, of course.
People wanted that game to go differently. I think Green Bay might get revenge on them. That's how they're going to get revenge.
Yeah, I think so too. And then. Oh God, the Sunday night game. This should be what we talked about last fall. This should be the AFC Championship, of course.
Yep.
It's bummed that it's happening now, but dude, remember how I said no one's talking about the Bills going into the playoffs? Well, now everyone and their mom's on the Bills because they dominated Bill Belichick. So now I don't like that. I don't like that. No. What do you?
I'm with you. I think everybody's flying high on them. The Chiefs have just looked a little bit suspect lately the past couple weeks, a little up and down. But you know what? I will say the Bills were my initial Super Bowl pick from 19 weeks ago. So I'm riding the Bills in this one.
Before playoffs said, I said Bills Packers. So I'm obviously going to take the Bills, but I'm not as confident as I was last week. Maybe if they like snuck by Pats. But the fact that they dominated and he had like a perfect game, now everyone's just like Bills, Bills, Bills.
Yep.
I don't like that going in, but
I'm with you. I agree with you 100%, dude. I don't like that. I think that's what Vegas wants you to do.
I know.
I think you got to go the other way here, but I can't bet against the Bills only because I have them won the Super Bowl. I called them in the Super Bowl preseason, so it's like. Yeah.
And Bills beat them regular season. They beat them, but then Bills remember getting blown out in the AFC Championship last year by him, so they, you know, that's still in their mind, so it's revenge time.
Yep.
And obviously not whoever wins this game will not be right. I mean, if Chiefs win, I'll be like, okay, I mean, expected it.
No, I mean, to be honest, I wouldn't be surprised if any team wins this weekend. I don't think there's a big upset whatsoever.
The Niners points spread is
the biggest one, but if the Niners were to pick that game off, I would not be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised at any upset this weekend.
And do you but you think there'll be, which upset do you think will happen, though?
If I had to pick one upset, I think the upset that I like the most is probably the Bengals.
Bengals, okay.
That's one I kind of like, only because they're the hot hand right now. Their offense is clicking. I think they're primed for an upset right now.
Mine would be Niners, but Rodgers ain't losing, right? There's no way. Come on.
I don't think Rodgers is losing. I think Rodgers is winning it all this year.
That's just hypothetical. We already, so our toothpicks are. So what do we got? We got. I think we're basically agreeing on this, but you kind of like the Bengals. I'm on the Titans, and then
I feel like the Bengals a little bit. I wouldn't be surprised if they pull off that upset.
We're both on Bills.
We're both on the Niners. Keep it close.
We're both on Brady. So that sets us up with. If that happens, so we're, dude, Brady, Rodgers, and then Bills, Titans, which is kind of, I mean, it's a fine game, but Brady's, Rodgers way better. Oh, man. This game, dude, I'm pumped, dude. Just give us good games. None of this super
wild card. I agree. Better than the wild card. The wild card was trash. I want good games. I think we're going to get them, dude. I think this is where we're going to get them, and I think every single game is going to be must-see TV.
That's all right. And you're going to be – You found bars, so you're not coming.
Oh, yeah.
You're not going back to him.
We're good to go.
Will you make an appearance at Yard House Sunday? Probably not.
I probably won't be, but you know what? I'll FaceTime you so I can be there in spirit. Just save a seat for me. Put the phone on the seat for me.
And then, you know, if all the favorites win, who are we going to get a text from first? McGinley's. You'd be like, dude, told you.
Guys, Chalk Central, dude. Chalk Central.
Anything else? Dude, we never talk about the Kings again ever since we talked about them again. What, they lost two in a row now? Two good teams. I know. It's fine.
It's all right. Yeah, Tampa Bay. I
mean, and they have Avalanche tonight. Brutal. Mm-hmm. Jesus, who gave them out the schedule, dude? Jesus.
I know. Should be a game.
Anything all right, else? Man. I know. Good. I know we had to do a quick one because they're going to kick you out of the room, right?
They're wrapping me up. They're giving me the wrap it up signal.
All right. So those are picks. We agree Brady's, Rodgers, and Bills, Titans, right? Oh, no.
Yep.
Well, we won't be surprised on anything, but.
Won't be surprised. See, all of me good games, I think. Games.
Let's just enjoy it and see what happens, man.
Yep. Let's do it, bro.
All right, brother. We'll talk. Later, man.
Later.